This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Friday, November 25th. Hams sold 7,000 hogs Thursday, selling a range of $207 to $220 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 5,300 head, selling a range of $207 to $220 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are down, selling in the range of 48 to 55 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is down, and forward contract prices open higher this morning. On Thursday, the Canadian dollar is up 30 basis points, with the daily exchange at 1.3338. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 74.78 cents U.S. Daily U.S. cash prices are lower to finish the week, with the negotiated Western Corn Bowl down 85 cents, while the national form has pulled back 91 cents U.S. 108 relative to the previous day, as some softness developed in the Wednesday afternoon cutout report. There are no expectations of acute pressure developing for the remainder of the year, and although a softening cutout could be reflecting some seasonal pressure, it so far has not been a strong development. This morning, the holiday-delayed weekly export sales report in part confirmed why prices are as high as they are. In the context of tighter-than-year-ago supplies, exports were very strong for marketing week ending November 17th. At 33,201 metric tons, weekly deliveries were the highest on record for the marketing year, with all the major export destinations taking leading amounts of U.S. pork. Mexico took the third highest amount seen in 2022 at 16,328 metric tons, or 24% higher than the 13,200 metric ton week-over-week average. China took their fourth highest volume at 4,959 metric tons compared to their 4,058 metric ton week average, with Japan, Canada, and South Korea rounding up the top five. Current marketing year forward commitments were more impressive. At 45,768 metric tons, new net sales were the third highest of the year and more than 63% higher than the per-week average seen in 2022. Lean hog futures are higher after yesterday's break in trading, and the export sales report is supportive, but all contracts are remaining within recent ranges.